Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do Instacart shoppers deserve hazard pay? That is the question that's being asked, and that is the reason behind yesterday's strike. At least for some workers, doesn't seem like all are taking part in this. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James here in Canandaigua from my home studio in my office. Breezy wearing her comfy on Park Ave in her makeshift makeshift gym place. I don't even know what to call it.
It's a gym / office. It's a multi-purpose room.
Is it a joffice? How would you, what do you call that?
Joffice. Yes, let's coin that phrase, joffice. Right after we hop off the air, I'm hopping on the treadmill. Let's go, baby.
All right.
But yeah, Corey, we did talk about Instacart workers yesterday, and we were getting a little fired up. I'm not going to lie. I was a little upset because I just see people taking advantage of an opportunity, squeezing a company for every dollar they're worth. And hey, if it's, you know, where it's due, I get that. But I don't think it's due in this situation because there's a lot of other people that are working on the front line that aren't asking for hazard pay.
Yeah, we got a lot of texts yesterday from EMS workers, from nurses, from doctors. I mean, I don't think a lot of doctors complain about how much money they make, but people in the medical field who aren't threatening to shut down to get more pay. That's the problem that I have. I understand that if you aren't comfortable with the safety precautions and you want more safety precautions, I can certainly understand demanding that, wanting that. And I believe, by the way, didn't Instacart kind of give them that? Aren't they sending out a bunch of stuff?
Yesterday. They complied and they're doing everything they can, but it's not good enough for these shoppers that are active employees on this service. And if you really think about it, it's a pickup as you go type of service. So who's to say that the person asking for this only works maybe one shift a week or one shift a day? There's really no way to keep track of that. And for someone to make such high demands and almost assume that they deserve this is, I do believe that they deserve to feel safe and have every safety measure.
Everyone
but
does.
To ask for more money is just greedy to me.
Yeah, the $5 hazard pay per delivery is what really, really kind of stuck out to me. And the fact that this strike, they're not thinking of the people that their service provides for. That's my biggest thing. How can you not think about your grandma or your grandpa who can't go to the grocery store right now because they're elderly. And if you're elderly, you really got to be careful with this thing. Them just saying, yeah, I want $5 hazard pay and striking, you're taking away their food. I mean, that's what's happening here. This is a couple of workers. This is what they had to say.
A lot of us are really literally making the decision between our health and our financial security right now.
I don't sleep much because I'm scared of what I will bring home to my children. And I would give anything to be able to test myself right now.
I understand the people that are doing this. Maybe it's because you lost a job,
right,
or whatever, and you need to make ends meet and you need to pay those bills. I totally get that. But like, if you're that scared about it, There's other side hustles out there. Figure out something else.
There is so many other side hustles out there that don't even require you to leave your home. Like, you could sell things on different apps, old clothes, clean out your closet. There's a ton of different ways. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you those ways, because if you really wanted it, you would find it yourself. Mm-hmm. But and there's a lot of people out there, like you said, Corey, that have lost their job that would be over the moon to even have some form of income and be so thankful for a job like this that's not only going to pay you, but it's rewarding in the same sense that you're helping other people during this trying time.
Totally. So I was curious here locally, how our Instacart shoppers feel about this. If you want to jump in, you can always text us at 69822. We've got Taylor on with us right now. Taylor, you drive for Instacart.
Yeah, and grocery shop. I do it all.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this for?
So I work at Tully's, and that was closed. I think Monday night was the night it closed. So since Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. All right, so going in on a couple of weeks here. And kind of what has been your experience so far?
I mean, I think Instacart's been awesome. I'm actually making more money than I was making at my full-time job. So
really?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's in really high demand right now. I've gotten like 3 or 4 people to sign up. Everyone's so thankful for this. A lot of it's elderly that I'm delivering to, obviously, mm-hmm. because they're not going out. So it's just really nice to be able to help them.
Can you talk about kind of what that means to you? Because obviously the money is good and that's awesome because you need that to survive and pay your bills. But talk about the fact that you also know that you are helping people in need when it comes down to it. You truly are. These are people who ultimately wouldn't be able to go and get their own groceries on their own without you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I live with my grandma who's 88, and she's not going to be leaving the house for the next maybe 2 months. So I know there's a lot of people like that, and I'm able to, you know, help them out. They need groceries to survive. And if it wasn't for Instacart, I don't know how they would get them, especially if they don't have family that's around. There's
absolutely
a lot of younger family members that are ordering Instacart that aren't even in the state for like their, you know, parents, and telling me, like giving me all the instructions, like where to leave it for them, that they can pick it up and stuff like that. So it's not even them really doing it. It's people, you know, ordering it through Instacart for them that can't go out and shop for them right now.
Have you felt safe doing this?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I keep a distance from people. I don't really get too close to people in general, even when there's not a virus going around.
You're already good.
I know this all too well.
I mean, I mostly go to Wegmans, and they've had a lot of like safety protocols. Like, they wipe down the belt every single customer. There's hand sanitizer everywhere. There's wipes everywhere. So they're doing a really good job making sure that it's clean.
Well, Taylor, we are certainly happy that there are drivers and shoppers like you who are appreciating the opportunity that you've got with this. Again, losing your job and probably scrambling and trying to figure out, what am I going to do, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Taylor, thank you for taking a little time to talk to us and letting us pick your brain. We appreciate it. All right, we've got Michelle on with us right now. Michelle, you do Instacart.
I do.
Okay, how long have you been Instacarting? Also, is Instacarting what people call it? I honestly don't know. I'm sorry.
Instacart so hard.
Yeah.
It's called Instacart, yes, and it's spelled just like it sounds.
Yeah, but is it Instacarting? Is that the act of Instacarting?
The Instacarter.
I don't know. We're living in a weird world.
We talked to Taylor before you, and
yeah,
he kept saying that she was a delivery driver, but she's a shopper. So it's very confusing.
Well, there's like delivery involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of different moving parts.
Listen,
this whole Instacart.
I know how the app works. I know what it does. Michelle, how long have you worked for Instacart?
Well, I signed up a week ago.
Okay, so another new person.
Yes, and I've had a lot of anxiety to get started.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. What kinds of anxiety are we talking about here? Anxiety of like safety, or anxiety of like, I don't know what I'm doing?
A little bit on the safety side, but okay. I'm equipped with what I need, I think. And it's more so of just trying a new app and making sure that I fulfill the customer's needs. And I just had to take the leap, and I finally did.
And now it's been a week. Are you kind of getting accustomed to it? You're feeling more comfortable?
I'm feeling much more comfortable, yes.
So even with the safety stuff, is it like one of these things where we kind of blow it up in our head to be a bigger deal than it actually is?
I think it's, you know, more just making sure that you feel prepared with what you need. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's been I have the right face mask, I have gloves, and I make sure I've got alcohol wipes, and I use all the sanitizing stations as I need to in the stores. So everybody, I think, has their own feelings about what's safe for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
So, Michelle, you said you started a week ago. And what was really the driving force to get you to be an Instacartee? Was it the money? Was it helping people in need right now? Was it a combo of both? What would you say?
Yes, you nailed two of the three reasons why. The money is actually really good right now because it's in high demand due to the coronavirus situation. Secondly, I definitely have always wanted to be a help for anyone who needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing right now as well. And I lost my full-time job. Right. So I was looking for something that was going to keep me pretty busy, but could be flexible with my schedule right now because my 7-year-old daughter is home with me full-time.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, well, right. Yeah. I can see why you would want to get away from the house just a little bit.
Right?
No judgment.
So, Michelle, yesterday was a big day because a lot of Instacart workers claimed that they were going to go on strike because they felt that they weren't making enough money and that they weren't equipped with the safety equipment that they needed, hand sanitizer, wipes, what have you. And someone like you in your situation who just recently lost their full-time job, picked up this extra side hustle to make ends meet, to make the cash, and to help people, what would you say to those people that are almost being greedy in a sense of the fact that we're not making enough money? Because a lot of people are working in the frontline industries right now, combating the coronavirus, who aren't asking for a pay raise because their safety is at risk. What would you say to those people?
Oh, gosh. Do I need to be polite?
Well, don't swear. Other than that, whatever you want to say.
I know. I would just say to them, take a deep breath, calm down. And if this is something that fits in your schedule, it's still decent income. It's probably slightly over minimum wage, and it's workable. It's definitely workable. I think you really have to just take a deep breath and roll with it because there isn't a lot out there to make money, to bring income in.
Right now,
we've got bills to pay. We got to suck it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So I'm so glad both you and Taylor kind of had the same kind of opinions of like, no, I mean, right now it's pretty good. I'm happy with what's going on. Granted, you guys have been doing it for a short time, but still, when it comes down to it, making decent money, your own schedule is very flexible, and you're helping people, which is so awesome.
Yeah, for me, that really is the best part. It's super rewarding. Even though the money is important, it seems to balance itself out, especially with that rewarding piece of helping people.
Well, it's job satisfaction, right? Like we've talked about it on the show all the time, like leaving your job for the day, no matter what it is you do, and being able to look back and be like, yeah, I did some good today. I helped some people today. That's going to make you feel good. And quite honestly, we need more of that right now in this world.
More than ever before.
There's, unfortunately, people who are just kind of sitting at home who don't have any of that satisfaction at this point.
Yes, agreed.
Well, Michelle, thank you for what you're doing. Thanks for taking some time to speak with us this morning. And you have a great one, okay?
You too. Thanks so much. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.